Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Game Summer! Sports Radio 101.9 FM and Sports Radio 66 WFAN.
Well, it is good evening to you and how you be. It's 6:30 and 55 seconds to go right along with it on a Monday evening on your fan. New York City. Steve Summers here. You there. Tom Lugauer. Holly Rosenberg. They on the other side of the glass. And the 1-877-337-6666. That'd be the number for the marathon 45-minute schmooze. Right up until the Nets, and they're taking on the New York Knickerbockers pregame 7:15 here on your fan, New York City.
Tonight on America's Biggest Bargain Sale, we're offering...
You know, it gives some of these guys that are on the roster for a reason an opportunity to go out and show what they can do. We can find some players that are going to be part of the answers as we move forward this season and beyond.
You heard of a fire sale. This is a sale on fire.
Well, in terms of the players, you know, there may be some changes. We'll see.
Manning on a play fake. Going to throw it. The pass is intercepted. He tried to throw the slant to Beckham, and it got intercepted. Giants are going to go for it on a 4th-and-3. Manning in a shotgun set. Here comes the pressure. Throws it through the hands of Ingram. Incomplete.
You just step back and look and just see better ways to do things, you know.
Fire sale. It's so hot outside. Our prices inside are on fire.
Kyle Lauletta, senior quarterback, University of Richmond.
Come on down!
Lauletta, bootleg left. Plenty of room in front of him. Now they catch up. He cuts back to the 5, dives to the goal line, and it's a touchdown for Kyle Lauletta.
We want to develop a good and a solid quarterback culture here. This is a guy that's a winner. I think he's got all the traits, all the things you're looking for in a quarterback.
Lauletta stands in the pocket, throws on the run. It's grabbed by Editawu. He's got room down the right sideline. 15, cut back 10. He scores. Touchdown, 41 yards, and the Giants take the lead.
To be honest, I don't think it really matters that much. I mean, Eli's healthy. He's playing pretty well. I mean, I think last game, there were some throws and some plays he wished he had back.
Two of the incredible bargains on sale of the century.
Fire sale, it's hot.
All right, before we do with the buying and the selling and talk with the sale of the century, before we acknowledge terrible, dreadful football, kudos to the Pittsburgh Steelers for the moment of silence before the game, the signs you saw from their fans during the game, and the spoken words from Tomlin and Roethlisberger after the game. All of us need to take a knee, protesting hate and the murder that goes right along with it. All right, back to the sandbox, the toy department. One of these days, Alice, one of these days, Todd Bowles will accept a penalty he should accept. But don't expect that to happen anytime soon. One of these days, Alice, one of these days, Bowles won't look at Edwards as his number one offensive weapon. Punt, a four-letter word you could use with the Jets. It applies. You can say it on the radio. Punt. Punt. Another punt. 6-8 possessions. Punt. In life, in football, you are either the windshield or you're the bug. And what bugs Jets fans is looking at a team that has no idea from what's happening on the field or on the sidelines. And 7 pre-snap penalties are enough to throw another yellow, or really a red flag, at the statue he is on the sidelines. And you know what? If you gave Bowles a crown to wear, and a torch to hold and stuck him in New York Harbor, who'd know the difference between Lady Liberty and him? You would think somebody might spy, keep an eye on Trubisky, who just ran away from the defense again. He did more harm with his legs than his arm. Avery Williamson let Cohen run away from him and everybody else like he was running through a practice squad, and this squad needs a lot of practice. Since we began only a few moments ago at 6:30, the Jets have gone 3-and-out twice. Here's the good news with Sam. He didn't turn the ball over, and he has yet to ask to be traded. Injuries and ineptitude, coupled with a coaching staff with no clue to offense, no imagination, no creativity, and no unpredictability, make developing a rookie quarterback almost, how you say, a mission impossible. If the New York Jets play in a charity basketball game, you want Burnett for the opening tip. He did come down with that jump ball that led to a Sam to Herndon for the only score. We are not sure what Burnett's first name is, but we are sure it's known to his family and friends. An undrafted free agent already cut this year by another team and will be cut by tomorrow at 4 o'clock if McCagnon can find a Band-Aid. Somebody who can hold their own catching the football to help Sam. So who is in and who is out with the New York football Giants? Nobody really wants to be rude. Nobody wants to be disrespectful. Nobody wants to ignore the accomplishments nor the good times when the times were good. But Eli Manning needs to take a seat. He's not going anywhere. Beckham isn't going anywhere, even though he would like to be anywhere but here. And yes, the Giants are picking up the phone. And yes, the likelihood of Jackrabbit Janoris Jenkins going bye-bye is real because of his age, his money, and because teams are looking to make their secondary to none. And yes, the Giants will listen to those on the other end of those calling the Giants regarding Landon Collins, but he's more a part of the solution than the problem. The two biggest plays for the New York football Giants yesterday, of course, the Collins forcing the fumble and Vernon rambling for 43, followed by, down at the end of that drive, a 4th-and-3 with Ingram, and not even a drop. Not even a drop because it went through the goalpost, right through the hands. You would think at least maybe a finger on the football, like nothing, right through. And the other big play, a 46-yard pass interference call, as Barkley was wide open and somebody runs into him, and there's 46 yards. Okay, you'll take it. Adrian Peterson already. And what a year he's having. And what a day he had on Sunday. 64 yards for the score. 149 for the day. Peterson is so old, he remembers when the Dead Sea was alive. And nobody his age should be rushing for more than his age, which is 33. And 33 is almost the number of Washington sacks on Eli, who won't be waiving, as we all know, his no trade, but no doubt will be waving goodbye after week 17. Quick question, then a break, and then right away to your telephone calls before the Knicks with the pregame at 7:15 taking on the Knickerbockers, you all know from this. What is more embarrassing from the weekend? The dreadful football with the New York football Giants and the New York Jets, or Boston Red Sox fans? Can you make it up already? Because the inferiority complex with the Red Sox fans, with New York and the New York Yankees, Do you think, let me ask just what I think is a very rhetorical and simple question. I mean, are the Yankees and New York City, come on, let's be honest, both, are they basically, are they, is New York and the Yankees in the heads of Red Sox fans? Has New York and the New York Yankees gotten under the skin of the Red Sox fan? We know about Game 1 and Game 2 of the World Series at Fenway Park. We certainly know over the last three games at Dodger Stadium what the chants were. And then they win the World Series, and congratulations, a great team. Make no mistake about that. Nothing against the team. They did what they had to do. And of course, Clayton Kershaw, I don't think anybody ever again in their lifetime will ever compare him to you-know-who. But nonetheless, here you win the World Series. You have taken on and beaten a team from a very weak National League. So you win the World Series. And what is this they're playing in the locker room? New York, New York. And they're chanting on the Yankees. What is that all about? How funny is that? How sad and sick is that? Red Sox fans chanting at Fenway, chanting at Dodger Stadium with the Yankees on their minds. How flattering. New York and the New York Yankees, you think, definitely in the head, under the skin. And the Red Sox fan, for the love of them, cannot hide this massive inferiority complex they continue to show. Red Sox fans apparently hate the Yankees more than loving their own team. And that, let's face it, to be gentle and kind, that's very sick and very sad. So if you're a Red Sox fan, seek help immediately. You should be ashamed of yourself and sent to bed without supper.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.